Yeah, welcome. Really appreciate everybody coming out today, and I want to commend our Big 12 office, our conference commissioner, and really doing a great job of promoting the Big 12. When I took the job at Houston, I mentioned that I feel like it's a sleeping giant and the sky's the limit, and I feel the same thing about the Big 12. So thank you all for coming. I'll open it up for questions.
You have questions for Coach, please raise your hand. We'll get you a handheld microphone. We'll do right down here in the second row on the right side.
Kenneth Berry, Touchdowns and Tangents. Coach, you built a prestigious program at Tulane. Now, coming to Houston, how do you kind of maintain some of the, you know, some of the intangibles that you helped elevate that program to this one on top of trying to replace, you know, second round pick and Patrick Paul?
Yeah. You know, when you take over a program, I've had a few different programs. This will be the sixth program that I've been a head coach at, and there's some similarities, but there's also a lot of differences. So you have some non-negotiables with how you do things with your football program, but then you got to do a good job of you know, learning about University of Houston and what works at Houston might not necessarily work at one of the other places I was at, or vice versa. So I'm really trying to promote our strengths at the University of Houston. We're a Tier 1 academic institution. Our president has done an outstanding job of increasing enrollment. We've got 48,000 students. And then the other part that I think is so important in this day and age is, you know, we're at the epicenter of football in the world, Houston, Texas. So I love the fact that I didn't have to get in my car I didn't have to get on a plane to go recruit. I just stayed in my car the whole time when I went out recruiting, and there's plenty of great players throughout the state of Texas. Patrick Paul, we're very proud of him. He's second-round draft pick. That's going to be a position that we're going to have to do a good job with the guys we have there, offensive line. I've got one returning starter, Tank Jenkins, but I got about seven or eight guys that are competing for those other four spots on the offensive line.
Left side, second row on the center aisle.
Yeah, Richie Obey, Playmakers KU. So in a conference with a lot of good running backs, it's easy for some of them to go under the radar. Do you feel Parker Jenkins in a few months is going to be more than on the radar?
Yeah, I think he's a very good running back. We've got a good stable of backs. I'm very impressed with those guys this spring. One of the things that we're going to do is play a lot of guys the first few weeks, kind of figure out the rotation, how many guys, you know, which guys should be playing 50, 60 snaps, which guys should be playing 10, 20. And that'll be decided after a couple weeks, you know, because I haven't done a lot of live action with these guys. But Parker has certainly had a great spring and summer. And, you know, he's got everything you're looking for in a back. He can run inside. He can run out in the perimeter. He's great at blocking both as a in the run game and also in the pass game, and also is a very capable receiver and can play a little bit for you in the kicking game. So he's a quality back, no question.
All right, we'll go to the right side, halfway back on the aisle.
Coach Fritz, Alex Blackburn, College Football Dogs. Given your roots in Shawnee Mission, Kansas, and your playing career in Pittsburgh State, how excited are you to get back to the state of Kansas?
Well, that'll be fun. You know, I've had, I don't know how many people, I just got back from Kansas City a few weeks ago, and I've had hundreds of requests for tickets when we go up there and play in October or whenever it is. I'm not quite sure. So I'm sure that'll be a busy weekend for my wife doling out all the tickets. But, I went to Shawnee Mission Northwest High School, and they were also nicknamed the Cougars. So I guess this was going to come to be one way or the other.
All right, we'll stay on the right side, about a third of the way back.
Hi, Coach. Jacob Richmond, Lone Star Life. Thank you for your time today. With this being your first season with the program, second season for Houston in the Big 12, how do you go about setting expectations for yourself and for the team?
Well, you know, we've got high expectations, just like all the coaches you got up here. You know, we want to win every one of these ball games that we play this season. The difference between myself and the other coaches, I guess, would be it's the first year I've been with these guys and just learning what they do well and maybe their weaknesses and try to keep them away from doing those types of things. And you know, that's a process you know, learning about your team early in the season. Spring ball is great. You know, summer workouts are outstanding, but there's nothing that compares to really playing real games. So we'll find out a lot about ourselves after the first couple weeks.
Okay, we'll stay on the right side here, second row in the middle.
Coach Lynn Harrington, Stay Alive in Power 5. How you doing today?
Good.
That's good to hear. So it's no mystery. Everyone knows the Houston area is a very fertile recruiting area. I mean, you have SEC teams like LSU coming in Bay Area for talent every year. How do you plan on utilizing that and making a big impact in the Big 12?
Well, we're going to recruit locally as much as we possibly can. I really feel like, you know, my experience going on 33 years as a head coach, it seems like kids are a little happier when they're closer to home. You know, parents are able to come see and play. They're able to go. Like what happened to us, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to the people in Houston right now. But, you know, we had a bunch of the kids who were able to go back home and kind of take care of business and help their people out because of how close our university is and where they're from. So Houston is going to be a big part of our recruiting, the whole state of Texas. We're going to go into Louisiana also. It's you know, I was there for 8 years at Tulane, know a lot of people over there, but we're really trying to make it every kid that we recruit, have it be drivable distance for them. And, you know, as I said before, I think Houston's got the greatest recruiting in the nation.
Again, if you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get you a handheld microphone. We're on the right-hand side, halfway back on the aisle.
Coach Fritz, College Football Dogs. Let me get to my question here. Sorry. How valuable is Donovan Smith's experience, and what does it mean for the overall chemistry of the team?
I've been so impressed with Donovan. You know, he was injured during the spring, wasn't able to participate, but he was in every single practice all the way. Unbelievable leader. He's a big, tall guy, 6'5", 6'6", 235, great speed, great movement. He's a true dual-threat quarterback, which usually guys, you hear that, and they do one or the other much better. He does an excellent job throwing the ball, the one ball, two ball, three ball, I kind of call it. Just his football IQ is just off the charts. His father's a running back coach with the Indianapolis Colts. I think he's in here someplace maybe, but you know, he's born and bred football, and we're looking for an outstanding season out of Donovan this fall.
Okay, we'll go to the left side, first row in the middle.
Coach, Ty Kaplan, the Daily Toreador. I just asked this question a minute ago, but you're a Texas team as well. Can you speak on the importance of those in-state rivalries and keeping them alive, even though some of those teams have left the conference now?
I think it's huge. You know, I'm a football historian, probably like all the coaches here in the Big 12 are, and I know all the great, you know, matchups and rivalries that there's been in the state of Texas. Obviously, my time at Sam Houston, Blinn, I know an awful lot about these different schools, and I think it's very, very important to keep those rivalries alive.